Maybe just and a little more fiddle in the monitor.
Can you hear the guitar okay?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you fine.
Yeah, how's about 39th annual folk festival. This is the Rediscoveries section of the festival. This is the Folklife area dedicated this year to Anglo and Afro-American traditions. Appearing with us this morning, we have the Irish dancers from Jacksonville. Mary O'Lynn could not be with us, and so Kelly Booth will be explaining the dances and announcing them. Meriwether, headed by Peter Martin from Gainesville, will be providing the music this morning.
Hello, I'm Kelly Booth, and thank you for coming to watch us. We are the Jacksonville Irish Dancers, or most of them. We're going to be doing some reels and jigs for you at a hornpipe, so you can see a variety of Irish dancing. The first dance that we're going to do is a two-hand reel, and it's very easy to explain. A two-hand reel means there are two people who are dancing to reel music, which is the time of the music. We're dancing with Meriwether, and they have played for us before. It's a pleasure for us to dance to live music. We usually dance to tapes because there are no real musicians in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're trying to steal some. We may get some Scotsmen here today. We'll see.
This is a tune called Far From Home. You want to give us a tempo, ladies? Is that okay?
Okay, you've seen a reel, now you're going to see a jig. And the difference is how fast we dance and how out of breath we get. Okay? So most people who know anything about Irish dancing know about the Irish jig. Here it is.
So for those of you who are not dancers and are musicians, the difference between a reel and a jig for a musician is that a jig goes jiggity, 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 okay? And a reel goes diddle, 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 diddle. Now, don't get it confused. It doesn't go jiggy, jiggy. It goes jiggity, jiggity. And the reel doesn't go diddly, diddly. That's fake. That's not fair. You can't do that. It has to go diddle, diddle, okay? So you can try these words out as they're dancing and see which one works, and then you'll know forever.
Peter is a very unusual creature. He is, aside from that, guys, he is a musician and a dancer. Very unusual combination.
Good at both.
Which one?
Tobin's Favorites.
We're going to play a jig called Tobin's Favorites.
This next tune, you go ahead. I'll tell you about the tune in a minute.
Oh, okay. We didn't get a chance to rehearse this morning. Someone asked me about our shoes. The shoes we're wearing are for reels and jigs, and in theory, they don't make much noise. They're called gillies or soft shoes or reel shoes, and they're fairly traditional for Irish or Scottish dancing. Later on, two of the girls are going to wear hard shoes. Anybody go to Catholic school? Anybody go to Catholic school? Okay. They look like the shoes the nuns used to wear. Okay? We borrowed them. We have to bring them back to the sisters tonight. The other thing somebody asked me about, this is Aoife, by the way. She's from Ireland. She's from County Cork, Cork City in Ireland. The embroidery on our costumes is from the Book of Kells. And we are told that there is a copy of the Book of Kells here that you can see. The Irish Cultural Association of Jacksonville has brought it for you. But we decided to be very traditional. These are our new costumes. And we have embroidery that was taken from the Book of Kells with traditional colors from the different flags of Ireland over the years. Okay? The next thing we're going to do is a four-hand dance. Its name is The Humors of Bandon, and we're doing it to jig music. And Peter already explained jig music to you.
The tune, as I was going to say. Now, most of these names of dances are also names of tunes, but we don't have the fortunate coincidence of actually knowing those tunes. We just know of them. So we're going to play a tune that we'll do instead. Most of them do. And this tune is called The Cliffs of Moher, and it's written after some very high cliffs on the west coast of Ireland in County Clare. No, Clare.
Well, these guys need a chance to catch their breath, so we're going to play a tune. By the way, we are Merriweather, and we're really glad to be playing with these guys. We got our first opportunity in November of last year, and we're glad to be here today. We're going to play for you another traditional Irish tune that we've put a twist into. It's called Morrison's Jig. Some of you may know it. In the middle of it, we're going to do something a little different to it and change time to a real time.
And this is a good chance for you all to test out the jiggity jiggity diddle diddle section, okay? This is a perfect opportunity because we're going to do the same tune as a jig and a reel or a rig and a jeel.
That's it.
If they like this, how can they take it home with them?
Well, that's a good question.
I thought so.
Yes, and do you know the answer to that? Of course you do. You can go to the Pfaff tent, either over by the amphitheater or the marble stage, and ask for Merriweather by name. It is not sold on TV.
Or in stores.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go visit the five table.
We would just like to say that normally in Jacksonville we dance to tapes because there aren't any musicians, and it's such a pleasure to dance with real musicians, you know. In Jacksonville, we would settle for a warm body with any musical instrument, and here we get people who are really very good, and it's a real treat for us to be here. So we want to thank Meriwether. Talked about the soft shoes. Now I'm going to talk about the hard shoes. This is Pat doing her impersonation of a Catholic nun. I'm going to get you to demonstrate, Pat. The toes of the shoes and the heels of the shoes are built up with material so she can make noise. It's fiberglass now. It didn't used to be. Back in the olden days in the old country, you know. It wasn't, but now it's fiberglass. It makes more noise. And she's got straps around her ankles because the toes are built up on the shoe, so your toes are raised, but she's going to dance on her toes. And in that position, the shoe comes off your heel unless you've got it anchored really securely. So this is called a treble jig because it's in treble time. And whenever Meriwether is ready, go for it.
Again.
Much slower.
That's the one.
She says much slower.
Okay. You said faster. Can you tap it for us?
We talked to Meriwether this morning about 5 minutes before we started dancing. So. Her shoes are really one of the instruments in this tone. Okay. Is that better?
Two.
Okay.
Ready, go. Thank you.
The next dance you're going to see is a six-hand reel. And it's very easy to know when the Irish are doing a six-hand reel because six of us are going to be up there dancing. That's your first clue. Okay? Well. Now, I get to talk because somebody has to change shoes. The only thing wrong with Irish dancing is you have two pairs of shoes, and whatever pair of shoes you're wearing, you have to be in the other pair for the next dance. As you can tell, we don't all...
What is the next dance?
It's a hornpipe. As you can tell, we don't do aerobics. We don't need it. You have to lace up the shoes, and then... suspend it between two chairs, and people would get on top of the door and dance. Made a lovely noise, but we don't have a door. Okay, this is the hornpipe.
It's called the Boys of Blue Hill.
And wait a minute, just 1 second. The hornpipe, for those of you that don't know, was not invented in a gym. It was mandatory for sailors on ships. They hated hornpipe musicians. They hated the people that made them do them. It is now done as a form of competition, and it's a beautiful dance form, but it was the only way they could force the sailors to exercise on those long voyages on those tiny little ships. So that's where this comes from. Just thought you'd
no wonder I don't play many hornpipes. It's too much like work.
Guess what? I get to talk again because they have to change their shoes. This Irish dude, last dance, okay. A year ago, we had different costumes. When the Jacksonville Irish Dancers first started, we wanted everyone to know that we were Irish, so we wore green costumes with as many shamrocks on them as we could find. But that's not a traditional costume in Ireland. In Ireland, this is more traditional. They wear a very dark costume with embroidery all over it, frequently taken from the Book of Kells, and they wear lace collars, either hand-done lace collars, which are beautifully done and very intricately done, or a very fancy blouse. So we have adapted as best we could to look more authentic, because we decided that everyone knows now we're the Jacksonville Irish Dancers, so we're going to do a little more to explain our heritage to you.
Bathrooms.
You see, there are too many bathrooms here. We were at different bathrooms. You guys want to do a tune? Can you do a tune while they play, or you want to wait, or just stand?
We're ready.
You're ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready? You gonna do it in your hard shoes? Alrighty. Okay. The last dance we're going to do is called the Irish Stew. And we call it that because it's a mixture of jigs and reels. You're going to see us dancing jigs and reels, and the band is going to be playing jig and reel music, but not always together. Whenever you guys are ready.
And this is a medley of tunes. Off She Goes is a jig that most of you will recognize. I think it was a theme song for a national public, or actually a public television.
It's also
show.
The tune to Humpty Dumpty.
All right, same one.
It's true.
And we're going to play Dennis Murphy's jig, and then we're going to change into a reel. So it's another one of those testing situations. One of the tunes that has a real interesting name, it's called Drowsy Maggie, but I don't think you'll find it such.
Thank you.
second. Okay. Thank you very much. Recently, I had a very unusual experience. I had a house guest from the Soviet Union. And one night, we sat up very late. He taught me to drink vodka. And I taught him some Irish. Until he met me, he never knew that the Irish had their own language. So Pat would like to say goodbye to you in Irish.
Garmin Mahagub Galer, Vias Murang Van Shanov, August Milam, Gafor Thuler, Galer, Sasu Las and Rinka, Tasulam and Gamegman Shah, Hanish, Arish, Aramblin Shah Koing. Thank you very much, and I hope you all enjoy the dancing, and we hope to be back here and see you all next year.
Thanks to the Irish dancers from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to have Meriwether play one more tune while we try to locate our Barrel House Blues piano player.
Since we've been playing such fast and furious tunes, we thought we'd slow it down a little bit and play you a waltz that was written by Phil Cunningham, who those of you that are into this sort of music would know. It's called Miss Rowan Davies. Well, here's what I need. And by the way, this is Peter Martin playing flute and hammer dulcimer. Kathy Agard on the fiddle. Richard Ferry's been playing alternately bones, bowron, and flute.
And whistle.
And I'm Bill Payne on the guitar. Thank you. We're Meriwether.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Meriwether. We'll be setting up for Alex McBride, Barrel House Piano. But while we're getting the equipment set and the piano mic'd, I'd just like to tell you that this is the Rediscoveries Folklife area. In this tent, you will be seeing Anglo-Celtic traditions featured and Afro-American traditions featured. We have a wonderful schedule today. Appearing at 11, we'll have John Cephas and Phil Wiggins from Washington, D.C. John Cephas is the National Heritage Award winner. Then appearing in the right after Mr. Cephas and Wiggins, we'll have Fiddle Workshop. You'll be have the opportunity to listen to some different fiddle styles. We'll have a lunch break at noon, and then immediately after lunch, the fiddle competition will be here from 1 to 4 in this tent. Now, I'd like to encourage you to visit some of the demonstration tents directly behind me. The Scottish Games are going on. You might want to see the Border Collie demonstrations. We have a man demonstrating herding using Border Collies, herding sheep and geese. We have the Highland Games going on. We have workshops featuring African storytellers, Scottish shortbread makers, a whole range of Anglo-Celtic traditions and Afro-American traditions. In the demonstration area, you'll have the opportunity to see some of our quilt makers working on their quilts and other fabric demonstrations. Also, in terms of food, you might be interested to know, in the tent directly in front of me, there is a Scottish shortbread demonstration. She has recipes, she's making shortbread, and has samples. So that's a real treat if you'd like to try that. The tent, yellow and white striped tent, over here to my right, is a food sales area tent. And there are all kinds of wonderful food traditions featured there. I ate there yesterday and tried the crab cakes. I'm going back again today to try something else. There's some wonderful types of foods that I think one of the things that's special about the festival is you have a variety of traditions to choose from. You get to hear lots of different types of music, experience different dance styles, and of course the foods are one of our favorite things. And having a potpourri of different taste treats to sample. Mr. McBride, it looks like, is setting up. And he was here yesterday. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about him. He's been featured in our Folklife in the Schools project in Jacksonville. And yesterday, I think 5,000 school kids who all had to be fans of his were present. He's done a lot of work in the Jacksonville schools. And I think every kid from Jacksonville that was about this high knew Mr. McBride and were very excited about his performance. He has a very exciting performance for you today. I know you're going to be just as thrilled as the students were yesterday. And so we'll give him a big welcome in just a few minutes because I can see he's still setting up. I'll tell you a little bit more about the festival. For those of you who are new to the festival, this is our 39th annual. You're here on the grounds of the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center. And the festival is co-sponsored by both the Department of Natural Resources and the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs. The festival has grown each year from that very first year to this year. We now have two foods areas, two very large craft sales areas. And if you haven't seen the crafts, go over. Meet some of the artists that are selling their crafts. They have wonderful things representing all kinds of craft traditions in Florida. We have four stage areas. The main stage amphitheater is right down the bottom of the hill directly behind me. We have this theater, this stage area here, and then another stage area down by the old marble stage. And the old marble stage is the site of the earliest folk festival. That's where the folk festival started. Well, I'm going to stop talking because I can see Mr. McBride is ready to start. Let's give him a big welcome to the Florida Folk Festival.
Testing, 1, 2.
Can you give me a little bit more on that? A little more.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2.
That's good. That's good. Thank you.
A lovely way to spend an evening. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me and nobody seems to care. Well, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Feel bad luck and trouble. Every day I have the blues. Ooh, every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Every day I have the blues. Ooh, every day I have the blues. When you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Every day I have the blues. Whoa, every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm gonna do some grown up music. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a I Won't Tell a Soul That I Love You. That was the name of that song. Now, the next one I'm going to do. That's all right. I'm going to do the St. Louis Blues. I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby, she's done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, if I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my grill and make my getaway. I've got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. Yes, that woman got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Oh, well, if she would have gone so far from me, the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. Oh, yes, you know that woman got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Oh, well, if she would now go on so far from me, thank you. One. I'm gonna do it in the evening when the sun goes down. In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down.
ain't it lonesome, when your lover can't be found, when the sun goes down. You know the sunrise, rise in the east. Yes, you know it sets in the west. Well, the sun rises in the east, baby. Yes, it sets in the west. Well, you know, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell. Who's gonna treat you the best when the sun goes down? In the evening, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. Ain't it lonesome, when your lover can't be found. When the sun goes down.
Thank you.
Another big round of thanks to Alex McBride from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you.